Friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening for Gnostic Lab for Practical Application. Today, in the topic that we would like to cover, is titled The Internal Chatter. And this internal chatter is something that is, before anything else, very important for us to comprehend. Because one thing that many of us have been trying to do for perhaps a long time is to drive a sincere change in our behavior, is to be able to manifest emotions and express intentions that are of a superior kind. But we need to stop all of our efforts here just for an instant to try to understand what is exactly happening within the realm of our own mind. Because you see, on the outside, sometimes we come across as very sincere. On the outside, sometimes our words are kind and they intend to be loving. But on the inside, what is happening is that we are taking that person, the one who we feel is annoying us, the one who we feel is threatening us, the one we feel is criticizing us or judging us, and even though we are externally trying to paint a picture that says that we are calm and composed and that we accept them and that we love them, and on the inside, we are dragging them deep into our torture chamber, and we are saying to ourselves things about them. We are crucifying them. We are certainly tearing them into pieces and skinning them off alive. And we cannot make any possible progress for as long as we continue with this antithetical behavior. Because this internal chatter that we have is what Samael refers to as the cause causorum of many of our psychic not harmonious states. So wherever there is this disharmony within our psyche, it is because of this internal chatter. And everything that we are expressing on the outside, anything that has to do with conversations in which we contribute either directly or indirectly into damaging the image of others or making fun of others or justifying cruelty and bullying of others or laughing before the misery of others, all of that has its origin in an internal chatter, in those internal conversations that we have been holding with ourselves over and over again. So maybe you have not noticed this, but now, and from this point forward, you will. It is very important for us to keep an eye on that internal chatter, because the exterior is a reflection of the interior. This is what we have learned out of that writing from that writer, Pietro Ruspensky. The exterior is a reflection of the interior. And if the interior, what we have is this silent, private, internal chatter that every time carries a victim to our individual internal torture chamber and we hurt them in there, well, eventually, all of that that is negative, all of that that is not constructive, all of that that is hurtful in nature, is eventually going to come up. So what we need to learn to do is to practice the internal silence relevant to those things that already exist within our mind. That does not mean that we want to avoid the thinking. This is not that. This does not mean that we want to avoid generating thoughts or looking for conclusions. We're not just talking about that. This is not an effort where we are trying to bring the mind into a quiet state, as when we are doing meditation, as when we're seeking the state of pratyahara, what we are trying to do is to remain observant, but at the same time practicing an internal silence relevant to those things that exist within the mind. Whether those things have to do with an event that happened, whether it has to do with a person, whether it has to do with a matter at work, whether it has to do with something that you heard, something that you listened to on the radio, something that you observed, and that you only have only half of the information. But we want to be able to maintain that internal silence by not touching those topics, those subjects, with our internal chatter, with that internal discourse that we give each other time and time again. Samael tells us, if we observe the internal chatter, that incorrect internal chatter, we will see that the internal chatter itself is made of half-truths. It is made of truths that relate to themselves in one way or another, but those relationships are, for the most part, incorrect, because there is always something that has been omitted. There is something that has been aggregated to it. So again, the internal chatter is that internal discourse that we hold about people, subjects, events, things that we heard, things that we saw. And we are taking from those things half-truths and connecting those half-truths to our own convenience. And that happens like that, because we have this internal psychological aggregates of self-sympathy. We sympathize well with our own selves. We like the way that we think. We will like everyone to do things the way that we do them. We will like people to feel the same way about things as we do. So we have this high degree of sympathy to our own selves, and we feel, as a consequence, antipathy and even hatred against those people who do not sympathize with us. And that is sad, because we even do that against the people that we love. Observe yourself consciously as you make an effort to maintain your self-observation, and be watchful of those moments in the day when someone you love comes around and they interrupt something that you would like to do, when they interrupt something that you are thinking and they express an opinion that is different to what you think, when they interrupt something that you would like to see happen, and how that immediately triggers in you that internal chatter. You will see that even very simple events, where you are trying to look for something that you would like to buy for the home, or something that you would like to get for one of your kids, or some little change that you would like to do in your wardrobe, as you bring up those ideas, you will notice that the comments, the opinions, and the input from the other person may not always be in sync with what you like, with what you feel, with what you think, with the action that you would like to see materialized. And the moment that happens, you may remain calm and composed on the outside, but on the inside, the internal chatter will take the poor subject into your torture chamber, and we will tear them into pieces. And this is all because of how much we love ourselves. This is all because of how much disharmony we have, not only with our environment, but with others around us. So we may be very courteous on the outside. We may even be sincere at times. But the fact is that invisible and that internal chatter is there and it is being used constantly to hurt each other. So following the words of the Apostle Matthew as he writes in chapter 8, verse number 12, he says, "So let it be that all things that you want others to do with you, that those are the very same things that you do with them." So in our invitation to you today, as you retreat into your quiet place tonight, and you are doing your retrospective exercise, our invitation is that you observe those moments where you have been sharing your plans of action, sharing your thoughts, sharing your sentiments, and someone has placed an objection to them. Someone has tried to offer you unsolicited advice, and observe the way that you have taken that. That would give you an indication of those psychological aggregates of self-sympathy. And from there, you would already know where to take it. So dear friends, thank you so much for joining us this evening. May all beings be happy.